Time now, 8:30 at FM 95.7, KQWC on this Monday morning, second day of the, I should say the second Monday of the month. We talk about all the good things happening with RSVP, and Becky Coppin from RSVP joins me on this. Well, let's see, we got to do this. There we go. I had to touch a button. Becky Coppin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Did you have a good Easter there yesterday?
Yes, it was lovely.
Yes, it sure was. Just a beautiful, beautiful day all over the place. So anyway, we've got
nice
Easter.
To see the sun.
Yes, well, we're seeing the sun right now as we're speaking at this very moment. It was just a beautiful Easter day yesterday. Well, as we you know, Easter's in the books now for this year, but we have some great things going on with RSVP as we talk on the second Monday of each month. So we have a program. What was it? Speak up, you say there?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Speak up.
Okay, so.
Speak up is a program that we have that has been around for quite a long time. It was developed by a Des Moines area RSVP. It's designed specifically for fifth grade. It's a complete curriculum where volunteers teach fifth graders how to give speeches and to be comfortable with public speaking. You know, that's many people's biggest fear. They'd rather jump off a cliff than have to speak in front of a group of people. So this is a 6 to 8 week course that will help kids learn how to give a speech and be comfortable with that. And they learn how to choose their topic, do their research, outline their speech, and then give the speech with confidence. And they also learn the other parts of giving a speech, such as being the master of ceremonies, being a monitor, and how to be a polite audience. So the volunteers prepare for the classes. It's a complete curriculum. It's all spelled out step by step. They meet with the class once a week for about an hour. And depending on the class size, it would take about 6 to 8 weeks. And we do these speak up classes with the smaller schools. The three schools in our area that are interested in having a speak up program is St. Thomas Aquinas and St. Edmund and St. Paul. So we're not talking about the bigger public schools that would involve a lot more students. But it's a real fun class to do, and former teachers are great because they're just so comfortable with curriculum and classrooms, but anyone could do it. And maybe there's someone who was part of a Toastmasters group or something like that, just anyone who enjoys public speaking and would enjoy spending some time with kids and helping them overcome their fear of public speaking. So we're looking at this at this time of year, and we wouldn't do it this spring, of course. We're just way far into this school year.
Right.
But we would be preparing and talking with the teachers and getting ready to do it next fall. So it would give us a good amount of time to get comfortable with that curriculum and be ready to do it next fall.
Yeah, and we're going there for just a moment because you mentioned about 6 to 8 weeks. Well, that's how much time we have left in this current school year,
right,
there, Becky. So
right. Mm-hmm. But it's something you have to prepare for and get ready to do. And so we're looking at next school year.
And you mentioned St. Thomas Aquinas in Webster City, St. Edmunds. And let's talk about, this is at the St. Paul Lutheran School in Fort Dodge.
So Fort Dodge.
Fort Dodge. Correct. Not because at one time, St. Paul Lutheran in Webster City did have a school. Many years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, right there on Beach Street.
I'm sorry I didn't make that clear.
But that's St. Paul Lutheran there in Fort Dodge. So we got that going on starting in the fall of this year for those kids taking part in
that. But the preparation and the review of the curriculum and the training part, we could start anytime now.
Oh, okay, cool. So they can just contact RSVP to be a part of this of the Speak Up program starting in the fall for this year, about a good 5-6 months away. So that should be nice. What else do we have going on at RSVP there?
Well, our base classes are always functioning 2 days a week. They generally 2 days a week, so mm-hmm. 3 days a week for about an hour. And that is just such an excellent program, a free program for people to exercise with other people and improve their balance. And balance, agility, strength, endurance, that's what BASE stands for.
Mm-hmm.
And if they are interested in joining a group, they should give me a call.
Very
or
good.
Interested in helping to lead a group. I would love that, too.
All right. So that's going on, too. But, Becky, we're already done with the tax season. I know the next week is when the taxes are due. Are they still taking any more requests for people to need their taxes done through the VITA program?
No. I learned from one of the volunteers who was setting appointments that is closed now.
Okay. So
they are done taking appointments.
All closed up now for those who need their taxes done for this year through the VITA program. But I'm sure they'll be back again next year. So if they want to know more about these wonderful volunteer opportunities, they can contact you at the RSVP office in Webster City. And
yes.
What's your phone number?
515-832-2525.
All right, call 832-2525 if you'd like to know more about the Speak Up program that's brand new, coming to a couple of schools in our North Central Iowa area. They're looking at St. Thomas Aquinas in Webster City, also at St. Edmund in Fort Dodge, and the St. Paul Lutheran School in Fort Dodge as well. So that's coming up this fall. Anything else for the good of the cause there this morning there, Becky?
I think that's it for today.
Again, if you'd like to know more about the wonderful services of RSVP, if you'd like to be a volunteer yourself, just call Becky and the staff at RSVP. They're in the Senior Citizens Building in downtown Webster City. Call 832-2525. The phone number, 832-2525. Very good. So, Becky, we'll talk to you again next month at the second Monday in May, and I believe that'll be the day after Mother's Day next. No.
Okay.
No. That'll be 8th of May. 8th of May. Mother's
the
Day is
before.
The
okay.
Week before Mother's Day. So we'll talk to you then on that. So
all right. Great. All right. Thank you so much,
thanks.
Matt.
Thanks so much, Becky. Have a great day. Talk to you next month.
You too.
Take care.
Mm-hmm.
Bye now. Becky Coppin from RSVP, our guest on today's Community Corner show here on KQWC. Say tomorrow morning on our show, we'll be talking with the cast of The Shining Lives, as well as the producer, Stephanie Hill. That'll be tomorrow morning, 8:30. And then coming up on Thursday, we'll talk with Sue Schmidt from Hamilton County Iowa State University Extension here on FM 95.7. And Friday is the big day, the auction block, starting at 8 o'clock. If you need a bid number, call us at 832-1570 during our business hours, 8 until 4. The time now, 22 minutes before 9. Temperature stands at 53 degrees here at KQWC.